Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of holding on to some things and we never, ever, ever let them go. It be years and decades and oh my gosh, it's even stuff that we still carrying and holding on from even our ancestors because it passed down from generation to generation. It's so much that goes on inside of our minds and inside of our thoughts that it put us in a place of despair. It put us in a place of being afraid. It put us in a place of doubt. It put us in a place of worry and trouble in ourselves. And it just messes us all up because we cannot get past some things. So today I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want you to write down any and everything that is causing you to feel in despair. I want you to write down any and everything that troubles your heart. I want you to write down any and everything that troubles your mind. If you run out of yellow sheets of paper, we got some more. If the ink run out of that red pen, we got some more of that too. I want you to write down all these things. I want you to write down all your fears. Everything that causes you to shed a tear. I want you to write down all this stuff. Because these things have a tendency of putting us in a place where we segregate ourselves. It put us in a place where we are afraid to address some things. It put us in a place where we're walking around on eggshells when it comes to communication. It put us in a place of sadness and grief and despair. Baby, we can't even sleep at night. We tossing and turning. Our thoughts become negative. Our action becomes more pessimistic. He gave me that word this morning when I was in prayer. He said, my people have a pessimist spirit. And that simply means that you think everything is negative. You don't think nothing good is going to happen or nothing good is going to come out of this. Or it ain't happened yet, so it won't happen. So I want y'all to make sure y'all write that word down. Because we want God to delete that from our vocabulary so our thoughts can be changed. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, as your people write down these things and make their petition known, Lord, we're coming to you on today. First of all, God, just to simply give you thanks. We thank you for waking us up this morning with a sound mind, even a mind stayed on you, God. We thank you for letting us walk, talk, eat, speak, smell, taste, feel, hear, touch, Lord. We dare not take anything for granted. We realize that any and everything that you have given us, God, it is simply a gift and a privilege. And we come to you and we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for the hope and even for the restoration. We want to thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and even the clarity. Because there's some things that's going on in the lives of your people, God, they can't quite put the puzzles together because they don't understand where the piece is supposed to fall. So right now, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to touch your people. Touches in our minds and even in our hearts. Touches in our bodies on today. Open up our hearts on today, Father God, that we may be able to receive and even accept what the Spirit is saying to the church. Oh God, I'm asking you to fall fresh on your people on today, Father God. Give us a new anointing, a fresh dip. Cleanse out our hearts and our minds, Father God, that we may be we may be pleasing in your sight, God. So touch us today, Father God, in the most unusual way. Be in our midst. We welcome you in here on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We welcome you in our hearts. We welcome you in our minds. We welcome you in our bodies. We welcome you in our situation. We welcome you concerning our finances. We welcome you, Father God, over and over and over again, Lord. We're not going to put you on the back burner, but we're going to put you first. You told us to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our path. Direct us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be established in you. See, because we can only be established through you, God. So direct our paths on today, Father God, as we acknowledge you. Give us that solution. Give us that resolution. Oh God, come and give us the reasoning of it all, God, that we will not be in a place, Father God, of darkness and sadness. Lift us up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be renewed. attuned in our mind with the right kind of spirit. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to remove any and every spirit that's not like you, Lord. Uprooted on today, Father God, that we may be able to have enough courage to face it. Let us face it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you to expose it. I'm asking you to reveal it. I'm asking you right now to open it up, God, that we may be able to walk in your truth. But we need a heart to accept it. Let us accept your truth, God. So give us a heart of flesh. Remove the hardness of the heart. Remove the stony heart. Remove that stiff neck. Remove that pride and that haughtiness on today, God. Oh God, I'm asking you to be in our midst on today, God. Go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people. You know what they need. I don't. You know who they are, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to throw your weight around concerning your people. Settle some things concerning your people. Motivate your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be steadfast and unmovable. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on today, God. Please, Lord, we don't want to stay in that same place. We want to move, God, but we need to see your hand move. Oh God, he called my mind in a little boosty. If by chance it's not the season or the time for it, God, I'm asking you to give your people the strength that they need, that they may be able to press and continue on. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God. Help your people to understand that everything is not good for us to do or get right now. It's not expedient for us, God. Oh God, help us to understand that on today. Even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. So, I just want to stop that because the Lord has been dealing with me for the last month about what I'm going to give us on today, because there's a lot of us that's still walking around holding on to it. It's a lot of us that really ain't trying to let it go because we're trying to find a reason for our own reasons why we do things. I'm going to say that again. A lot of us have not let go of some things because we're still trying to find a reason that we can understand our own reasons. Because we can't figure it out, y'all. Oh, but we try. Oh, but we try. The name of the sermon today is Past Pain, Future Strain. See, our past have a tendency of causing us a strain to enter into our future. It's hard for us to enter into our future because we can't get over some things that happened to us in our past. Some decisions that we made that causes us to regret. Some choices that we decided to make that has caused us to be in a place of despair, even within our own mind. I'm talking about that past pain that I just said. We try to reason with our own reasons. We don't want to let that past go because our reason is they did this, which they should have did that. That's our reasoning. That's our own reasoning. Our own reasoning causes us to enter into our future, which is a strain. It strains us. It's straight. I say, Lord, hold on, y'all. I got the. I can't even hardly see these things. Isn't that dirty? Past pain and future strain. He told me to give y'all a definition. Everybody think they know the definitions to this stuff. Because I be thinking I be knowing. And then when I start reading definitions, he be enlightening me and opening it up. He opened it all up for me. Past. The past is the events or experience of former things. The past is having existed or taken place in a period before the present. Okay? So, if something happened yesterday that caused you to be in a place of distraught, Is that not former? Is that not something that was in a period that is not present right now? Okay, I'm gonna say that again because it just hit me. If something happened yesterday that caused me to go in a place of being distraught, is that not something that is former and is not present anymore? So why do I acknowledge it as if it just happened? He said as if it's happening right now. Why do I acknowledge it as if it's happening right now when it's a former thing? So if it's a former thing, that means it's already past. So why? If it's something that I passed this chair, if I don't turn around and go back past it, then it what? Don't exist anymore. So why can't I get past the past? Because I shouldn't have did that. So now the enemy messing with you and got you feeling regrets. He got you feeling like you got to prove yourself. He got you feeling like I don't even deserve it. He got you condemning your own self. He got you thinking that you ain't even worthy. He got you thinking that maybe I shoulda, coulda, what? But that's something former. It's not present anymore. Okay, I know I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. Past pain. What is pain? It's mental, physical, or emotional distress or suffering. So, my past may have caused me pain mentally, physically, or emotionally. But why is it distressing me? Y'all do know that the Bible says that, and I'm paraphrasing, it's a scripture in the Bible that says that we may be beat up on, but we ain't in distress. So that means it ain't troubling me. So why is our past troubling us? He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in. So I believe everything that God did then. He said, what you do, you need to believe in me. Believe in me because I came that you could be free from it. I came that you could be free. See, I wanted you to be free from that, to know that I'm the one that's going to carry it for you. Why are you carrying it? Why are you troubling yourself with that? You don't even know how to latch it to your back. That's why you're bad. Because you're carrying it the wrong way. How many times you try to squat and pick something up and your back go out? And then you stuck like this. Because you're supposed to be picking it up if you done laid it down. I'm just saying. The pain, physically, emotionally, and mentally. We cause our own self pain from our past because we don't want to let it go. And because it hurt us then, and we are so negative about the reason why I'm holding on to it. It's a reason why we hold on to stuff. Did y'all know that? It's a reason why we hold on to stuff. Why do we hold on to stuff that causes us to be conflicted? When he said us, he told us not to. He said, because that concerns me. He said, I'm going to perfect that thing that concerns you. And the only way that I can perfect that thing that concerns you to become perfect, what has to happen? You may have to keep going through something. And it may be familiar, but with somebody different. It may be familiar, but in a different atmosphere. So, what are you trying to teach me? I'm trying to teach you how to cast your cares on me. You ain't got to worry about that. You worrying too much. Write that down. Write it down. Lord, help me not to worry. Lord, help me not to worry. Help me not to be troubled. I don't want to be troubled. I don't want. Don't you know worrying and being troubled about other people's stuff is a lot too? And write it down. Lord, help me not to be troubled by others' troubles. I'm just concerned and I just love them and I just can't. If you love them like you say you do, pray for them and trust God. Because there's absolutely nothing that you could do about it. It ain't nothing that you can change about it. You're not the judge, so you can't even tell the verdict if they got to go to court. You're not the lawyer, so you sure can't plead their case. You know, the Lord told us to stand in the gap for one another, to intercede for one another, to lift one another. So if I see that thing overtaking you, I'm going to encourage you. Don't get weary. God going to bless you, man. Don't, just hold on just a little bit longer. I mean, I don't want you to be a pessimist. Somebody who's always thinking negative or don't think a good outcome gonna come out of it. Because I've been trying so long. I've been waiting so long. Okay. Past pain, future strain. So what is future? It's a time that is to come. It's an expectation of advancement or a progressive development. So what is future? Future is a past pain, future strain. So now I'm scared. Because the future is something that I don't have a clue what's next. So because I'm hurting from this past stuff that I won't let go, I'm afraid what the future may hold. Because of my troubling and conflicted mind that I have reason within myself that I'm in this position. Or this condition is happening to me. And then there's the regrets. All over again. It's a cycle, y'all. Like Alicia Salo, what she said. She said, I'm tired of spinning the block. I don't want to spin the block. I want to be able to. Okay, listen. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to Philippians today, y'all. Past pain, future strain. So my past pain is entering into my future, my what's next, my right now, and I'm in a strain. This is it right here. It blew me. Because I'm like, strain, Lord. He said, yes, S-T-R-A-I-N. What is strain? Inherited. Or inherit characteristics, quality, or a disposition. Now, how many times somebody told you got a nasty disposition? It's because of something that you experienced. It's because of something that happened to you. How many times people say, oh, you need to change your character, baby. Because that, or it's a quality. It's something that you inherit. How can you inherit something? He had me to say it. The generational stuff. So what about the inherit? I-N-H-E-R-E-T. That's something that's in the inside of you. That's something that you have learned. You were taught. You saw somebody doing it. Or you had an experience that caused you to alter your emotions, your thoughts, your reactions, or your actions. Okay. What is a strain? It's a stream or outburst of forceful or impassioned speech. I didn't even know that was a definition to strain. It'll cause you to say some stuff in an outbursting, ugly way. This is the future strain here. Why is that strain there right now? Because of what I experienced with you. Because of what you did. What you said. How about what you didn't do? How about how you didn't act? How about what I was expecting. What my grandson say, you get disappointed. You get disappointed. So that disappointed thing, or what caused me to be disappointed, it gave me a different disposition concerning you. It made me look at you a different way. Huh? It made me treat you a different way. So I have inherited, I-N-H-E-R-E-T, I have inherited that quality when it comes to dealing with you. When it comes to opening up myself about it. We talking about the past pain and the future strain. We on strain right now. See, because our past pain causes us a strain in our future to act right, to love. How about that pain from my past has caused me not to trust when you say, I love you? I'm straining with that pain. Well, how could you tell me that you love me when you used to do this? And you. So I'm still holding on to that past. I can't get past the past that has caused me to have pain. So that's my reasoning for the reason why I can't reason with you. Come on. And then you ain't trying to reason at all. Because of your past pain and your experiences. That you also prevalent say, ain't nothing wrong with me. It's you. So, we talking about the past pain and the future strain. The strain is to exert oneself or one's senses to the utmost. We can't figure it out. So I'm straining and it's causing me to question my future. Especially when it comes to you. Because of my past experiences that caused me to have some pain. So I done reasoned with myself and I told myself, if it is, it is, if it ain't, it ain't. So that's a strain. We're talking about the strain to injure by overuse, misuse, or excessive pressure. How many times you been pressured your own self? Trying to figure it out. You try to figure it out so well, baby, until you start accusing your own self like it's your fault. Is it? Well, maybe it was me. Maybe I should do this. Or maybe I should. Because let me tell you something. In that experience, that other person, when they not getting what they want, or they not getting what they expected, they gonna try to make you feel bad. So now, not only is they beating up on you, but you're beating up on yourself. Come on, somebody. I know I ain't the only one. I know he ain't just give me this for me today. I ain't even know. Well, I was like, Lord, he said, He said, you're going back to some familiar scriptures. I just preached these scriptures. I want to say it wasn't even a month ago. I said, Lord, come on. He said, no, Past pain, future strain. We straining ourselves to be settled in realism. Let me give y'all a rest. What are you talking? Strain is to compress painfully. Now, he wants us to decompress, but we won't do it. See, that past pain that I keep holding on to, all I had to do was have enough courage to do what the Bible says. If you got an art against somebody, go to them and get the thing together. The Bible says if you do it, then you restore them back into themselves. If they don't want to hear you, take a witness with you. And if they still don't want to hear you, then you go to the church. If they still don't, the Bible says they will be considered a heathen. Did you? What is a heathen? Somebody who simply don't worship or believe in God. Because he warned us not to allow our past hurts to stop us from accepting one another for what? Simply who they are. It's okay if you got some faults. I do too. It's okay that you're trying, but you keep slipping. He perfecting it, baby. Stop beating yourself up because you keep making that mistake. It's okay. Just keep trying to get it right. Don't stop. Because the Bible says a just man falls seven times, but he what? Ain't cast out. He ain't kicking you out. He ain't booting you. That ain't the kind of God we serve. He wants us to understand, yeah, you got to change. You got to change. But don't abuse my mercy and my grace. Because if you keep doing it, I'm going to let you keep on doing it. That's when you turn to a reprobate. He going to let you keep doing it. Go right on ahead. Because he is a gentleman. He's not going to force you. He can. But he won't. He won't. Not that he don't. He won't. That ain't the kind of God he serves. He said he wants us to freely do this self. He said present. To present something or to give, that means you're willingly doing it. So present your body a living sacrifice. You got to willingly to present it. If I'm presenting something to you, that means I'm willingly. I want to. I desire to. Past pain, future strength. To pull against resistance. When you're straining, you pulling against that thing. How many times that, ooh, I bit my tongue. I got a hold. I keep tasting blood because you keep biting your tongue. You biting your tongue because you compressing some stuff. In the midst of you compressing it, it's causing you to have a strain on your brain. You conflicted in your heart. You all messed up and discombobulated until you don't even want to be in their presence. Or how about you get afraid when you know you fit to be in their presence? All that. What is strain? It's the burden of one's emotional or mental well-being created by demands on one's time. I just explained all that. That's our reasoning, y'all. We create this stuff. We create this stuff because it's already done. Listen to this. Come on, let's go to Philippians. Listen to this. We got to listen. So that we may be able to learn. I done preached these scriptures over and over again. We're going to Philippians chapter 3. Past pains, future strains. That's why it's so hard for us to forgive. Because of what somebody did in the past or what they said in the past. But we got to forgive.
Don't take your phone in the bathroom with you, baby.
Okay. Past pains, future strains. That's why it's hard for us to be able to forgive one another. We can't forgive one another because we still hurt for something that was done or wasn't done or said or wasn't said from our past. And so we can't forgive them. We was on the prayer line last week and Minister Priscilla saying, that dude, I said, say his name. Say his name. See, sometimes we be so salty and bitter, we don't want to say it. We can, but we don't want to. So she was straining to say his name. She started laughing. She said, oh, Pastor. I say, say it. Say it. You got to have enough courage to recognize these things down in the inside of you, because the Bible declares that we got to forgive seven times. If we don't forgive one another who trespass against us, you violated me. You morally violated me. You disrespected me. You offended me. You made me feel. But I forgive. Do you really forgive me? Then don't bring it up no more. How about forgiving me? And when that thought come back across, you instantly, what the Bible say, we are mighty through him. To the pulling down a stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Look. Bringing every thought into subjection. It got to line up. Baby, let me tell you something. I don't care how many times you've said in the past, oh, it's hard for me to not. No, you got enough might and power inside of you because God done gave it to you that you can pull that thought down. And it, once you pull that thought down, the word of God is making it line up. So how is it going to line up? The Bible says that we're supposed to be kind to one another. So while I'm trying to be mean, I'm casting down that thought to be sarcastic. I'm casting it down. I'm gonna be, instead of saying, yeah, whatever, I'm gonna say, okay, baby. Instead of, we're talking about what the Bible says for us to do. Because these past pains is restricting us from entering into our future without fear, without questions. See, because we have questions about our future, that's why we always trying to that's why we stingy. He say, you stingy because you worrying about tomorrow, which is your future, when today is more than enough you gotta handle in. Then you would. That's why we stingy. Why we stingy? I ain't got nothing but a little piece of cake, and you want? Well, I'm gonna give you a bite. A bite? You better not take no big bite. We straining to get past fear because we don't know what the future holds. So why are we stingy? And this is the example he gave me. That's why I turned around and started laughing. This is the example he gave me. That's why you always trying to hold on to some money and you saying you ain't got it, and you do if somebody asks you. Because you're afraid of the future. You're afraid. Well, that was something I was saving for this. And they called me out. I'm just going to pray for them. Now, what he said about that? What did he say about that? He said, and I'm paraphrasing y'all, this is what he said. He said, somebody come, if your kid come and ask you for a piece of bread, what you gonna give him, a stone? He said, oh, if somebody else needs something, and what you gonna say? Oh, I pray for you and send them on their way when you got it, but you only got one piece. Give them half of it. What's wrong with that? You're stingy. Because you ain't got number one. You don't want to give them half. You and I'm saving that. And that same piece of bread, when you get up in the morning, gonna have more, don't want it. He said it's corruptible. You, yeah, are y'all getting it? But it's from the past. It's that past. That's how I was, and that's how I used to be, and that's how, and then so the enemy is gonna try to deceive you and make you stay in that place when you are changing. Or trying to change anyway. So that's a future strain for you. It's a strain on your brain. It's a strain on your heart. I'm talking. Let's go to the book. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures. And then we're going to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 13. 14 and 15. Brethren, I count it not myself to have apprehended. To apprehend is to be aware of, or as in to perceive something. It's to grasp with understanding or recognize the meaning of. So this is what I was talking about when I said we always trying to figure it out, or we always trying to reason with our own reasons. And this is the reason why I'm acting like that. That you don't reason within your own self. I got a reason for acting like that. Girl, you better not do it. You better be. We got so much reasoning inside of our hearts and inside of our mind and our thoughts towards one another. And so if somebody else say something about that person or even bring up their name, you be like, girl, you better be careful. You, because of your reasoning. Where that come from? What you experienced, or what you thought, or how you reacted, or this past stuff causes us not to be able to understand. We don't understand like we think we understand, and I'm gonna prove it. Listen. Brother, and I counted not myself to have apprehended, because I don't pretend that I got it together, or I understand why this happening or why that ain't happening. I was talking to Pastor T on yesterday, and in the midst of me talking to her, because I just don't want to say her whole name, In the midst of me talking to her, she had mentioned something to me. And as she was mentioning something to me, she said, you know, I tried to call you and I just could not get in touch with you. So I called this other pastor. And in the midst of me going to this other pastor, they started telling me what I should or what I shouldn't do. And so this is what I said to her. I say, and that's when you should have just hung up the phone, got off the phone, and went to God and started praying. Because us as people, I don't care what position you got, you could just be, why y'all think I tell y'all to just call me Yvette? You, because let me tell you something. I'm human. I do not pretend to have it all together, and I sure don't get it right, and I sure don't do anything right. I don't. I'm still trying. I don't understand why I'm still in that place when I think or believe that I should be somewhere else because of how long I've been doing it. So I'm not, that scripture say, I ain't apprehended, baby. I don't understand why I'm still straining in that. I don't. I don't understand why I ain't got past that yet. But what I do know is my actions and reactions, as it constantly keep happening, like a recycling, I know I'm going to approach it differently. Because in the midst of me approaching it differently, that let me know that I'm maturing in that thing. And maturity brings about what? Growth. And so, what that mean? Oh, I'm getting good at it. That's that perfecting. That's that perfecting. I'm getting good at that. I ain't reacting like that no more. And I ain't swallowing no blood because I ain't biting my tongue. I just learn how to control myself. Control myself. Yeah, my thoughts. Because baby, that tongue is hard to control. The Bible says so. It says so. It's hard to control. Actually, you can't control me. You can't. Brother, I count it not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, and they're talking about me, forgetting, now to forget is to disregard intentionally. Intentionally, it's to fail to give attention to it. So even though I may have experienced that thing with you in the past, and it caused me to hurt or caused me to make me feel some type of way, when I get in your presence, or if I ask you for something, or if it's the opposite of what I'm expecting or what I thought you should do, I'm gonna intentionally not pay it no attention. Because if I raise it up, it's going to cause me to start reasoning with myself. And now I got to blame you for some stuff. And I'm going to point the finger. And I'm going to wag the head. And I'm going to reason with myself so tough and that I ain't asking them for nothing else. Baby, God has set it up where you ain't got no choice. Why? Because he's trying to teach you not to be prideful. Oh, what he's saying? Like a bull. You so bullheaded. A bull got a real hard head. And he showed me an ostrich. In the midst of him pulling down that hardness that we have, he showed me an ostrich. We get shamed. You know, an ostrich stick their head in the sand. Now, how you gonna stick your head in the sand so you can't see none of your butt up in the air? And then you done had your head in the sand for so long, you done forgot where you put your eggs. Now you done trampled all over your eggs that you, and now you remember you're looking for them and they did. Because you killed them. We talk about an ostrich. Y'all don't believe me. Y'all look at the animal child. Real talk. So, pride and shame prevents us from, let me just go a little further. Brother, I counted not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me me. So I'm going to reach for my future instead of holding on to my past. Is y'all getting it? I got to let go of the past, because if I do, I cannot grasp my future. If you holding on to everything behind you, how's you going to reach for something for you when your arms back there and your hands full? Because you holding on to something. To hold on to something is to hold on to it. So I'm holding on to this thing behind me with both my hands. How am I going to be able to reach for anything before me? Your arms should be tired of being like this.
Just walking around like this. All day, every day, like this. I want y'all to do this for 1 hour. All day, just 1 hour. Put your hands behind you like this and ball up your fists. And hold them up like this. Don't drop them.
Baby, you gonna get tired. You ain't tired of holding on to the back. You ain't tired of hurting. You ain't tired of feeling some type of way. He says, I'm not gonna look at those things, man. I'm gonna reach forward to the stuff that's before me, which is my future. I may not understand what my future going to be, but I'm not going to try to figure it out. Because if I try to figure it out, it's going to make me hold on to this thing behind me because of what I experienced or what I am experiencing. Because we could still be in that thing right now. And it's hard for us to reach forward because we're still holding on to stuff behind us. Did y'all get that? To press is to follow through a course of action. It's to force or push one's way through. It's to seek earth. Sometimes you got to push your own self. If you got to, I can't do it, but like, kick your own self in the butt. And push up. If somebody come past you and touch your butt and grab, you jump forward, don't you? Automatically. Dude, am I kidding? Are you to the side? What the world? My grandkids be gone. I leave my butt alone. Because I hit sit all the time. I did. Go when they come past and they be like that. Because we automatically, you understand what I'm saying? So this is why we got to press. Press. And in pressing, that means you can't be a pessimist. You can't think it ain't going to be a better outcome. Or here go, this one right here. It ain't going to change. A thing going to change. They've been doing it for so long. I've been dealing with this joker for 30 years. Danger. That's a pessimist. You speaking it into the atmosphere. You speak. Don't you know it's power in the things that you speak? Don't you know what you think can come into existence just by a thought? The Bible says so. What a man think, so shall he be. What a man think, so shall he be. So if you're thinking you're not worthy, then guess what? You ain't worthy. You're a pessimist because you don't see how you can ever become worthy. That's a lie. God said I was worthy. How? Because he sent his son Jesus to prove that I was valuable. He sent it. I don't know why I'm letting this be a strain on my brain, because he told me to cast my cares at him. So I'm going to go to the Lord and I'm going to pray and I'm not going to pick it up no more. Because I don't want my back to start hurting. Because I ain't picking it up right. And I sure don't want to get stuck like this. We don't want to be like Lot's wife. And she got stuck just like that. So that's the way you want to keep looking. Keep looking. I'm going to give you a crook in your neck. He didn't just give her a crook in her neck. She got stuck in time. Mama South got this song and said, this is not the time. This is not the... Listen to this. Let me tell you what the Lord just showed me. Sometimes we get so stuck in our past, we can't get past the past of having what we used to have. So we get stuck there. It causes it to be a strain on our future because of our expectations. We stuck so much in the past, and to God moving you out that place, that I can't understand. I was able to buy this, and I was able to do this, and I had all this, and I had all that, and now I'm in a different time. It's a different time in my life, and I say I don't have enough. I can't do this, and I can't do that. He didn't say he was gonna give you enough. He said he was gonna supply your needs. I'm giving you everything that you need. See, because when you had everything that you wanted, you was prideful. When you had everything you wanted, you was stingy and selfish. When you had everything that you wanted, you wasn't mindful of how much it cost. You just spent it. When you had everything that you wanted, you didn't think you need me for nothing. When you had everything that you wanted, you thought that you couldn't even buy love. You thought you could buy your way out of it all. You did. See, when I took it from you, I was taking you out your past because you got too comfortable. And the only way that I can elevate you in your faith in me and your trust in me is that I put you in a season that you can only come to me. Is y'all getting it?
Yeah.
See, and God don't do stuff to hurt you. He don't take stuff from you to make you suffer. He trying to teach you something. So it don't matter what nobody say. Oh, God don't work like that. The Lord had me to tell somebody, I can't even remember who it is, and he always give me this as an example. I can't even remember who it is. The Lord had me to tell a young lady. I said, the Lord say, go out that door. And we all went with her and run all the way to the street in that parking lot and then run back. And somebody else in the congregation said this after service was over and talking on the phone. God don't work like that. He don't tell nobody to do that. Ain't that a shock? Because, baby, he had Ezekiel. Y'all better read that book. He told the prophet to go and lodge by a brook. He said, don't you worry about eating. Don't worry about no water. Don't you worry about it. Just go and lodge by the brook until I tell you to go somewhere else. The Bible said he had birds bringing that man some food. Did y'all hear what I say? He had birds bringing that man some food. And the brook was fresh water. He didn't even know it. We, our ways and our thoughts are not like God. Baby, if he tell me to get on my hands and knees, crawl around, bark like a dog, and wag my tail, I'ma do it. Because I don't know what he got me crawling for or going under. I don't know what he got me shaking off when he tell me to wag my tail. When he say bark, baby, I don't know what he got me scaring off. Because dogs is scary. You see what I'm saying? So we can't keep trying to reason with ourselves. Stop trying to reason with yourself, because it's either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 100 things that can happen. You're going to even be a lunatic. You're going to go into depression. You're going to be sad. You're going to be grieved. Oh, wait a minute. The word he gave me this morning when I was in prayer. You're going to be a pessimist. You're not going to see no good outcome. You ain't going to think no good outcome, and you sure ain't going to speak it. Did y'all hear me today? He said there's certain things that we're supposed to think on. It's certain things that we're supposed to think on. So even in that situation, God say praise him. Yes. We supposed to pray. He had me to preach. To, what was the name of that sermon? In spite of it all. What? No matter the something. In spite of it all. No matter the circumstance. We still got to. We still. I wouldn't give a rest tell what I'm telling y'all. I remember when I couldn't even hardly walk. I had a walking. Baby, I was pressing. Next thing you know, I was going up and down the aisleway. It was kind of slow, baby, but I was going up and down the aisleway. Just a dancing and dancing when I walked in there dragging the lady. I'm telling you. He said, praise him anyway. You don't know. Don't you know when praise is going, blessings come down? When you start praising God, even in the midst of it, then that's letting him know, I trust you, Lord. I'm going to praise you, Lord, even if I'm a dollar short. I trust you, Lord. Then they say, you know, you get up to the register. They say, don't worry about it.
Yes.
Look, let me tell you, I was in line, and I was going because the kids always be going to McDonald's. And this one particular day, I was going to McDonald's, okay? And so in the midst of me going to McDonald's, I was ordering all my grandkids something. That bill came up to like $40-something. I'm so mad, I ain't know what to do. I said, we could have went and sat down and ate. And I ain't even ordered me nothing because y'all know that hurt my tummy. I ain't eat it. It hurts my tummy. I tried, and next thing you know, I be bent over like this. Like, oh, my stomach hurt. I guess it gets stuck. I don't know. My intestines do not like fast food, and I don't like it either. So, and I mean, so we get up there to the register, and when we got up to the drive-thru, I was going through the drive-thru. When we got to the drive-thru, the lady said, you ain't got to worry about it. The car before you paid for your whole bill.
Yeah.
They told me to tell you to pay it forward if you ain't already. Now I'm wondering why they said that to me. So we was in a restaurant maybe a couple months before. This is why I said, would you social are you weak? And it was this couple sitting down next to us, and I only had a couple of my grandkids with me this day. And so in the midst of us eating, when we got ready to get up, because the Lord had me minister to him, just talk to him, when I got up to the restaurant, I say, I'll take care of them. And so when I went to McDonald's that day, and instantly it came back to, what you sow, that shall you reap. God said, give, and it shall be given unto you in good measure. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give it to you. So it ain't you. Why you, they gonna start giving you, just walking up to you, just giving you stuff. Imagine all the, don't y'all know, I be in the store sometime, and I be talking to people, and they just be like, well, can I have a hug? Because I'm always hugging folk. Y'all know I'm a hugger. I love to hug folk. So they all, people always, they just want to give me a hug. And it be feeling so good. I be like, oh, yep. Because when you, whatever, it don't matter what, the more kindness that you show. See, we don't think about these things because of our reasoning, because of our experiences. Just all this past stuff that puts a strain on our future, y'all. So, Philippians chapter 4, let me tell you the things you're supposed to think of. So when all this despair and depression and all this hurt, this pain, all this other stuff try to consume you and make you feel some type of way when you all alone. Because when you by yourself, that's when your mind really get the... Did you hear what I said? Don't wake up in the wee hours of the night. I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning, y'all. And I say, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom, then lay back down. You know, that ain't working out like that. And so my mind got to running. My mind got to flow. And I got thinking about this. And I got thinking about that. And I'm like, well, Lord. And then I say, it dawned on me what I was doing. I said, now, Lord, I already done gave you that. What if I do that? I want my back to hurt. I done already done came to you about. Now, why am I even that thought? That caused me to reason all over again when I came to the... He said, acknowledge me in all your ways and I direct your path. Now, he done already done told me what to do. And what is that? I'm acknowledging you, so I'm casting my cares at your feet. I ain't got to worry about it because you already go. Your arms ain't slack. And the Bible said, neither are they short. He said, all things are possible with him. He asked a question all the time. Is my arm snapped? He didn't even told us our problem to him is us dropping blood. He went all the way down and said, it's just a small matter to me. Then he said, it's less, come on, less than nothing. So that means it don't even exist. It don't, we take a, you know what? We doing too much. Holding on to that past. Would y'all let that past go today? Every hurt, every pain, every sorrow, every tear, every love. Yes, you're going to lose. I was telling Kita today when we were standing up here, I just happened to walk past, and in the midst of it, I just felt it real strong. She had said something to me, and then it was about her mother. She said, so I asked her, was you she enjoying her mother or something? And then she said, oh, yes. I said, you better while you can. Because my mother was 77 years old when she passed away. Did you hear what I said? I want to say maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I picked up my phone. I was like, oh, man. Oh, man. I can't even call mom. I don't care what she did. I don't care how she did it. I don't care how often she did it. The one thing I know without a shadow of a doubt, my mother did not die and I got any regrets.
Amen.
I forgave her for any and everything. I didn't give a rat's tail what it was. Let me tell y'all, and I told y'all this story before. The man that they say was my dad was not my dad. Did you hear what I say? And I had to get in a place to accept that. And when the Lord first told me that, I jumped up. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, the man that they say is your dad is not your dad. He said, your daddy name is Leroy Johnson. And so I looked. He said, oh, you don't believe me? He said, when you go downstairs and after you get through, give your mama a shower and her food and why you combing her hair. Because I took care of my mama for 10 years straight. I was combing my mama hair. He said, ask her, do you know a man named Leroy Johnson? And when I asked, he had already told me what she was going to say, how she was going to say. When I asked her, she turned around and looked at me. She said, where you get that name from? I say, do you know a man named Leroy Johnson, mama? She said, yes, I do. Yes, yes, that was mine. I say, that was your boo thing. And then I wanted to ask him more questions, but the Lord had already told me, don't. He had already told me. So after I got through doing her hair, I ran upstairs, and I bust out crying, and I was laying down on the floor. And then I was like, but Lord, why you ain't been tell me? Why you ain't been tell me? He said, because I had to prepare your heart to accept it, because if I had told you in the condition that you was in your mind, you would hate your mother. And so I got to asking him questions. He say, I'm telling you, he broke it all down to me. He broke out and say, you don't understand. You wouldn't have understood why she did what she did when she did it. Your reasoning would not have been able to help you to reason with her. He said, but I'm telling you now, because you was deprived, he said, you're going to get inheritance from him and from the other man that's supposed to be your dad. Now, mind you, listen to this. In the midst of it, I wanted so bad. So, because I wanted to know. Because the man that they say was my dad, that wasn't my real dad. He died when I was 8 years old. 7 to 8 years old in a car accident. So now, and I always wanted my dad. Any absent parent in the house, guess what? They want their daddy or their mama. Right. They do. Right. They do. They do. So when I was told that, and I was in my late 30s, y'all, I'm 57 now. I was in my late 30s. When he told me that, I was like, oh, Lord. I said, shoot, is he still living? And where he at? And and who that? He said, I tell you, yes, he's still living. And he's here in Alabama. He ain't tell me what part. And then he said, and you got a sister and a brother. He said, but you would never meet your father because he's passed away. He's going to pass away. He's going to pass away. Well, he passed away now, but at the time he wasn't. He said, he's going to pass away. He said, and what he told your sister and your brother, they're going to find you because he left you an inheritance. Now, mind you, the man that says that he was my dad and wasn't my dad, every so many years, me and when my sister died, because he only had two kids and an adopted child, we get an inheritance from him. Every so many years. It did not come from him, but it came from his father's father, father. My great-great-granddad. Because of the land. And that be sold off every so many years. Listen to me when I sit up here and tell you. Sometimes God do things in our lives. Again, that we can't reason with or understand why it happened. And we have questions for that individual from our past, and we holding on grudges, animosities, faults, accusations, but when we really don't know. Today is the day to let go of the past of that man or that woman that hurt you in that relationship. That husband or that wife, that child or that sibling. And it, because I can't wait to see my sister and she hate me today. You know, they exiled me from my family. Because let me tell you something. A lot of people don't like me, baby, because I'm going to tell the truth. And I'm going to help you face the truth so that you can be free. Because ain't nothing like being free right here. Right here. Because them thoughts have you on an emotional roller coaster. Right. Baby, to the point where you can't eat or sleep. You get to premeditating on your next move. Did y'all hear what I say? We supposed to be thinking on things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. We supposed to allow our trust and belief in God concerning that thing that he sent his son Jesus to free us from and give us salvation in our lives. Philippians chapter 4 verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, I just explained all this, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You can't get it through nobody else. Can't nobody else fulfill you. I don't care if they gone. I don't care if they made their transition. I don't care if they walked out your life. I don't care if they don't communicate the way that they supposed to. You will not get fulfilled. Because let me tell you something. If folk communicate the way that we wanted them to communicate, we really think that it'll be better, we'll be more broken. Do y'all believe that?
Yeah.
For real, because love hurts. It was proven by what Jesus went through. Love hurts. But what do love do in the pain? That's a whole other sermon. I just preached that stuff. Listen to this. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, not your reasoning, but his, is going to pass all that, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, once you accept that, finally, we was in prayer in here, and somebody got their breakthrough. The first thing the Lord said to me, finally, that thing was like, finally, finally, my brother. Whatsoever things are true. And what is true? Being in agreement with the truth, with the fact, and a stat. You got to come in agreement with the truth. So I tell you I love you, but you don't show me because you don't, you ain't never do this for me. That don't mean I don't love you. You were never for me. That don't mean I don't love you. Your reasoning for the reason why you thought I didn't, or why you believe I couldn't or wouldn't, is absolutely past your understanding. And even if I tried to tell you or explain it to you, you still wouldn't accept it because of your mindset. For why is my mindset like that? Because you still carrying the pain from the past. That's why. You still carrying that hurt. And the shoulds and couldas. The didn'ts and the don'ts. That's why. He say, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true. True. So you got to think on things that are true. How? Because I can't reason with that. Because I said, I'm going to give you my understanding going to pass yours. And that's the truth. So what you think, how many times I've said this? Your thoughts don't mean nothing. Your thoughts will mess you up. My thoughts will mess me up. Our thoughts will have us in a place of despair, depression, sadness. So think on things that are true. Ponder on things that are true. Think on things that are true. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are what? Honest. Honest. What is honest? Free from deception or any intent to deceive or impress others. Are you really being honest while you trying to prove something to somebody else? That ain't being honest. That's deceiving yourself, and because I should not have to prove to you that I love you, because you should be able to see it, because I have been showing it to you. I may not have showed it to you the way that you want it or the way that you believe you should get it, but that don't mean I love you any less. I just have not came into the love of God yet, and if I ain't came into the love of God, I can't love you right. Please accept me for trying. Accept me for trying. Don't hold it against me because I don't know how. Because some of us don't even know how to accept love. So we don't think that, I don't think that you love me because you can't accept the love that I'm trying to give you. And because you don't accept the love I'm trying to give you, you don't love me. Because the Lord done taught you how to love, but I haven't opened up for him to teach me how to love. So how is you going to hold that against me? Won't you forgive me? You supposed to seven times seven. Right. Yep. You just accept me for just the way that I am. My faults, my dark side, my bad side, my flip mouth, accept me for that. Don't hold it against me. Don't hold it against me. And yet help me. Help me. And don't get mad at me when I'm trying to help you. Because if I see that thing overtaking you, I'm going to go to you and say, baby, come on now. God said, be kind. Why you always walking around looking like a pro? God said, show yourself friendly. Why you just look at folk and don't even say hi? You just look at me. Come on. God said, don't be like that. Let's do better. They ain't say nothing to me. Oh, but what God say? Just because they don't do what you're supposed to do, he said they don't have what I can't get over that. I can't get past it. He tell you not to have a vengeful whore. You see what I'm saying? Is that not thinking on things that are true? I want to do the truth. Am I being honest with myself? When I say they ain't speak to me, I say, you're not being honest then. You're not. You see what I'm saying? It's all this stuff. It's the little stuff that we disregard or we not mindful of. And then when it's brought to our attention, we got, I don't know why he showed me the little stick on our shoulder. Well, if you bad, knock that stick off my shoulder. That's how we used to do. You knock it off first. The first one to knock the stick off is the other one supposed to swing first. What the world? Where we get that from? Where we get, I don't even know. I've been thinking about that the last few days. I remember every fight that we used to have physically with one another. We'll stand before each other and put a stick on the shoulder, on my shoulder and their shoulder. Whoever knocked the stick off first, then that's when the fight started. What the world? What in the world is the stick for? Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just. Just is based on sound reasoning or information. We don't think on things that are just because of our own reasoning. Oh, they didn't love me like they loved them. And it was favoritism. And they showed them. Because that ain't sound reasoning. You don't even know why this was happening or why that was happening. And then even if it was, don't you know that you were left out or picked on because you was picked up? Everybody can't accept you for simply who you are. Because your value and your worth is proven even as a child. Even as a child. Listen, think on things that are whatsoever are pure. What is pure? It's free from what vitiates, weakens, taint, or pollutes. So you got to think on things that are pure. Not none that's going to make you mad. Because you already mad. Not nothing that's going to make you sad. Because you already sad. And how can it make you mad or sad? Because I'm going back, reaching back now. I'm reaching behind me now. So you got to let that go. You got to let that go. You got to think on things that are lovely. That means something that's delightful is going to keep you in harmony and gracefully. Yeah. Gracefully. Can you think of things? Stop being a pessimist. Stop always thinking negative, even about yourself. Because we are all valuable and we all have worth. I cannot sit up here and tell you I need you. What did the Bible say? If I told my neck I didn't need it, where the heck is my head going to sit on? It can't sit on my shoulder. Well, I'm not a bobblehead because I ain't got no stability. Why? Because I ain't got no neck. Oh, wait a minute. It ain't going to even bobble. It's going to fall off. You ain't nothing to hold it. How can I tell my hand I don't need my thumb? How am I going to grab something if you try to grab something? Do your thumb like this and try to grab something. You can't grab it because you can't pick it up. How's you gonna pick it up? I don't even need my foot. We need one another. In spite of what we think, our own reasoning. I don't need nobody to be telling me nothing. I ain't trying to tell you nothing, baby. I'm gonna pray with you and I'm gonna let God tell you something. That's what I'm doing. Because I don't know nothing. My thoughts are mess. I ain't even fit to tell you because I've been and said, girl, you better do this or you need to do this or you should have did this or if it was me. You know what I do? So I ain't fit to tell you nothing because my thoughts is jacked up from the flow up all around me. You don't want to hear what I think. Because I ain't trying to plant no seeds, so I ain't even going to tell you what I think. So let's just pray. Let's not none of us think. Let's just start praying. We got to think on things that are lovely. We're supposed to think on things that are of a good report. Instead of thinking of something that happened already, that's a bad report. Or they happened. No, we got to think on things that are of a good report. If there be any virtue in us, virtue is a quality that gives something special worth. So you know you are worthy. You know you got worth. You know it's something good going on with you. Yes. We got to think on all these good things. We got to think on these things that is going to be able to carry us. So what that mean? Sometimes I got to encourage myself. I got to encourage myself sometimes because the way things look, baby, I'm deceived and I don't believe it's going to work out like that. I don't believe that thing is going to change. I don't believe nothing is going to turn over because I just can't see it like that. I can't see it like that because of what I keep experiencing. I keep experiencing the same old thing over and over again. So if I keep on experiencing the same old thing over and over again, even though it was promised to me, or even though it was spoken to me, or even though I read it, I got to stand on. So I got to think on things of a good report instead of dwelling on that thing behind me, which is that thing that I experienced or that thing that happened. I'm going to have to think on things that's lovely because I'm reaching what? Before me. I'm reaching for my future. I'm reaching for something that I know is going to be good and of a success because God said so. It ain't what I'm trying to make happen. It's what he already said gonna happen. I'm going to say that again. I ain't got to try to make it because he already done staked it, baby. He done already done said it. Daddy. He done already done said it. I can't believe that little baby just rolled her ass at me. So I got to accept. She said something. When I said something, then I say, ain't it? She said, and turned her head. So I got to accept that. Now I can't say, No. Come here. Let them pick you up. Then they try to reach for me. I'll be, nope, you just rolled your eyes at me. That's that past her because she made me feel some type of way.
Yeah.
That supposed to be my God, baby. What's up with that? So she made me feel some type of way. So I can't hold it against her. I got to accept that thing. And then I got to forgive her. And then sometimes you got to press. So I got to force her to love me because she act like she don't. That, you get it? I'm pressing towards that mark. I'm just saying, y'all. How we got to keep pressing even in the midst of despair. Even in the midst of that consequence or that thing that got us troubled in our mind. I thought we were in a roller coaster. Emotional roller coaster. Sometimes we up there, sometimes we down. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. I should not be on no roller coaster if I'm thinking on things that are lovely. And not that thing that is bad. I got to think of that good thing. I got to think on things that's pure and not just tainting my mind. Or causing me to think dirty. I got to think. Is y'all getting it? Come on, write down that stuff. I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And I want y'all to write down any and everything that caused you to be restricted or conflicted in your manner, in your thought. You having emotional outbursts. I just preached all this stuff. I just gave y'all the word that the Lord has given me. Past pains, future strain. We don't want to have to be strained and enter into our future. We got to not reach back. Forget about all that stuff that already happened. Forget about it. Oh, they ain't going to never change. They've been doing this for the longest. Is it your job to change them? You can't change them. You can't even make them. But what you can do is pray. And let me tell you who can change things. Because he's a game changer, baby. He's a game changer. We can't worry our pretty little heads and our handsome heads just because we think and believe that it should or what it shouldn't. We cannot reason within our own reasoning and cause the reason why I'm acting like this to be like that. No. We got to do better. So write down all that stuff. Write down all that stuff that's conflicting you, restricting you, got you all messed up, discombobulated, all that. Because I'm living proof. Because his mercy will change anybody. He could change anything.
If you knew me then, you'd believe me.
The Lord had me to send this song to my sister. Because some people, they hold your past over you. And they say this, oh, I know how you is. Or I know you can't change. Or, you ain't changed. You ain't fooling nobody. When in actuality, it's them that has not changed. Because if a person changed within their own selves, they would look at another. say, yeah, change is coming. Even though it ain't came yet. Because I'm thinking on lovely things for that individual. It gets easier to forgive them. They may not. Baby, you pray and ask God for a specific thing, and you put that thing on the altar and leave it there with him, you will evidently, visibly be able to see the change. I don't care what area it's in or who it's concerning. It will happen. It will take place.
And that's what the mercy of God can do.
It don't matter. I'm living proof. It don't matter what I said, what I done, how I acted, none of that.
It really did.
None of that.
Oh man, but I had to share. Because
what I went through, how much I experienced, or how long I experienced it.
Names, that when I was getting to know him,
none of that.
That I was getting a father. I didn't know that I was getting a brother. I thought I was, you know, he was going to show.
Thank you, Jesus. Write down all them things, and after you write them down, please come put them on the altar, and then stay on the altar and start praying for yourself.
I have no need or want.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm full and complete in Christ.
When you're in that place of brokenness,
it brings me to
just know, stop reasoning with your own self. God gonna take you through and bring you through.
Nobody will pay attention to you, but he keeps speaking the same
thing. He gonna take you through and bring you through. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm living proof what the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you believe me now.
He turned my life upside down, y'all. I know I'll never be the same again. Ever. Because I let go and I let God. For real.
Now I'm alive to tell the story. How I overcome.
This is goodness
and mercy. And the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom isn't based on what I've done.
My freedom ain't based on what I've done. Because he made me a new creature. And because I am in Christ, I have become new. So my thoughts is not the same. My actions is not the same. My verbiage is not the same. My disposition is not the same. The qualities I carry are not the same. Nothing is the same. I thought I deserved to die. But God. Every kid in the sanctuary, please get on your knees. All the things I've said. Jesus, the stuff I did and said that I regret. I'll still be in that place. But the mercy. So let it go and let God today. Give him all that stuff. Stop holding on to it. Jesus. We ain't got to stay in that place. We ain't got to hold that grudge with that baby daddy or that baby mama. We ain't got to stay mad at that husband or that wife, that mother or that father, that sister or that brother, that thing that was said, that thing that was done. We ain't got to hold on to that. We don't have to. Thank you, Jesus. We ain't got to keep walking around thinking about stuff that is bad about our own selves. What we can't do. How we can't do it. What won't happen. When it can't happen. That person won't change. Stop reasoning with yourself. Jesus. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, pray for yourself. Past pains, future strain. Give them all that stuff that hurt you, that make you feel so bad. That put you in that place. They got you conflicted and restricted in your mind and your heart. Oh God, I'm coming to you on behalf of each and every individual that's on the altar, God. I'm asking you to cover me your blood and hide them behind your cross. Give them your strength, your peace, and your hope, Lord. You know just what they need. You know, God, how long they've been needing, Lord. It's some things in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we've been holding on to, and we have not yet dispersed unto you, Father God. But we're going to cast it at your feet right now, God. We're going to shake it off. We're going to relieve it unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you told us to do so, God. You told us to give you all these things, God, that causes us to be in that place. Oh, God, that thing that's troubling us in our homes and in our marriage, that thing that's troubling us inside of our bodies, that thing that's troubling us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that thing, Father God, that causes us to be conflicted in our thoughts and the wee hours of the night, all the stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to have an unforgiving heart, we're giving it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to keep holding on to it. We don't want to keep these things, Father God, that's preventing us, Lord, from having your reasons instead of our own, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to give your people the peace within their hearts. Give them the peace within their mind. Oh, God, we have worked out all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even the tears that we have down in the inside of our hearts, God, that we never, ever release. Lord, we're giving it to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All the unforgiveness, Father God, that we have been carrying for decades after decades, God. We're giving you all these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because they put us in a place of holding our own selves in hostage. The Lord said we hold our own mind in hostage. Help us not to hold our own man and our thoughts in hostage on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But we're going to release these things. We're going to release these things. We're going to release them unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to handle them. We know that you can fix them, Father God. We cannot fix it, Lord. We try to. We're going to take off the masks on today, and we're going to be true. We're going to remove the chameleon suit, and we're going to be honest. We're going to be honest on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and admit these things. We're going to admit them unto you, Father God, and confess them, because we need your help. We need you to help us to forgive on today. We need you to help us to forgive on today. We as people cannot hold things over people's head because we be in expectation for something. What do you mean by that, Pastor? It's a lot of times because we expect something from an individual or want something from an individual, and they do not do it, then it causes us to feel some type of way towards them. It causes us to act some type of way towards them. We hold on to this stuff so long until we ain't got no peace down in either in the inside of our own mind or even in the inside of our own hearts. We ain't got no peace. And then when we do say something, what do he have me to give y'all a definition to? It's an outburst. It's an outburst of anger, resentment, because it hurts and it's painful. So Father God, touch this your daughter on today, Lord. Touch all your daughters, God. All the men, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, and give us a heart of acceptance. Help us to continue to press, Lord, towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Help us to release all this bitterness, all this anger, all this resentment. We sit up here and we say, oh, I done got past that. Oh, that ain't me no more. Or, oh, I'm done with that. Or, oh, I understand. But in actuality, we really don't understand. We really don't understand. We lean into our own understanding because of what we see. Or because of what we hear.
You gotta tell your spirit.
Oh God, help us not to be disappointed because our expectations was not met, Jesus. Huh. Sometimes we feel like we are by ourselves. Ain't nothing gonna happen. Ain't nothing gonna change. We've been in this season for so long. And because we've been in expectation for, especially trusting him because he hasn't said something and it hasn't happened, it still put us down in that place of reasoning, huh, within ourselves. Because we want some results. Lord, I'm doing what you say do. I'm acting the way you say act. Lord, whatever it is that you're trying to teach me, show me, God, so I can get out of this waiting season. But what did he say? He said, all things are not expedient for us. And everything is not good for us to get, have, or even experience at this moment. Because he's still trying to fix us. Just hold out. Just a little bit longer. We're in the healing season. Heal your people on today, God. Heal them from their regrets, God. We can't keep blaming ourselves for something that happened, something that we think was our fault, them regrets, that past stuff. Stop reaching back there, trying to reason with yourself. This is why that happened. But it ain't even have to be an accident. Or a mistake. Because everything was preordained and predestined way before we even came into existence. So everything that happened, it had to happen just like that, and it was necessary. It had to happen just like that. Everything that's happening, it had to happen just like that. It couldn't happen no other way. It couldn't have been changed, no different. Everything had to happen just like it was happening. Nothing new, but just like it's happening. Thank you, Jesus. Touch your people, God. Touch them in the hearts and in the minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be able to understand and get past some stuff, Lord. That they may be able to be free. Free in their hearts. That you can have free reign in regulating their mind. Everything that we put on the altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all this weighty stuff. I'm asking you to lift it up, God. Lift that thing up so heavy off the hearts of your people. That we will not contaminate our thoughts. We're not going to let go of our faith in you, God. We're going to trust you. We're going to believe you. We're going to simply wait on you, God. And even though it may be a struggle to wait, Lord, help us to take our hands off of it. Step back and move to the side. Let you do you so that we won't do us. Help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with their disposition, their characteristics, God, their speech, their verbiage, Lord, the way they think, the way they act, the way they react. Help us on today, Father God, and remove the blindness from our eyes that we can see and uncork our ear gates that we can clearly hear what the Spirit is trying to teach us and trying to show us on today. is your healing. I said all that stuff. Your end was foretold. And everything had to, it was predestined. For real. So we ain't got no regrets no more. We casting it at his feet. No more pain, no more hurt, no more doubt. We're not going to be a pessimist. We're not going to think negative no more about nothing in our lives. And please understand, God don't need no help doing nothing. Absolutely nothing. I remember my goddaughter, she passed away, and she was young. She was only, she just passed away this year, and she was only 37, because my daughter a year older than her. My daughter 38, she was 37, she passed away. She had a bad heart. And I remember when she was to go with my nephew, and he got killed last year. She said, they used to always try to have a baby, trying to have a baby, trying to have a baby. She said, I'm going to go to the doctor, and I'm going to see if the doctor tell me what's going on and everything, because she just thought that she just couldn't have no kids. And so when she went, the Lord was telling her that she had more masculine genes than she did feminine genes, so he gave her hormone pills for to try to help her have a baby. And then I told her, and she came back, and she told me, I said, girl, and mind you, I had not seen her a couple of weeks after she had started going to the doctor. And then she came over, and in the midst of her coming over, because she called me mama, she said, the doctor told me that I had more masculine genes than I did feminine genes, and so he started having me take these hormone pills twice a day for to help me to conceive. And so she was taking, I said, girl, don't you take not another pill. I said, because God don't need no help. I said, this ain't the time. Because if it was a time, you would have had that baby by now. I said, let me explain something to you. I said, the Lord is showing me you're not going to have one, but you're going to have three children. Did you hear what I said? She left three children behind. She left three behind, and her youngest had to be maybe about four. So it's not what we thinking of. Everything that happened, it happened just like it was. They told me that I wasn't going to ever have any children. Never. I had two today, yet I was pregnant with four. And the first pregnancy that I had, it was a tubal pregnancy, so I couldn't have a baby. Y'all know how that crushed me? It crushed me. And the second baby I had, I lost it. It was just horrible. For I was like, Lord, now you done said you're taking away everything that you done already done promised me. Baby, I got two kids and seven grandkids. Everything that he took away from me, he's gonna give it back to you. But you gotta think on things that are good and of a good report. Because if God say it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. See, first of all, he gotta prove to you. He gotta prove. Now, he told me that I was gonna have kids, and the doctor told me that I couldn't. He had to prove to me that I could by first giving me that first one that I didn't have. Ha! I need you to embrace and accept that you can when they said you could. And then it happened again. I was like, now, Lord. He said, what did I say? What the? Whole report am I going to believe? And then it happened again. And then came early, and they told me that my baby wasn't going to make it. I say, I speak life into my baby. I speak life. Everything that God has promised you, listen to me, speak life into it. Speak life into it.
Let the world.
Thank you, Jesus. Remember when Lisa kept saying, I want another baby. And she was dating this guy. She thought that if she got pregnant by him, that she would be able to keep him, hold on to him, because she wanted another baby. And I told her, I said, you ain't finna have a baby yet. It ain't time yet. I said, the next baby that you have is going to be a holy matrimony, and that's what God said. That's what God said. Even the mayor of Moody. And look at him now. Pray. I remember when she thought she couldn't have no kids. I kept telling her, I said, baby, the Lord said, you're going to have some baby. He showed me she's going to have another baby that's going to be a little boy. And then she reasoning in her mind, but how, Lord? Just watch him. I know God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. Did you hear what I say? It don't matter what the doctor said. This young lady said, I'm going to have my own baby. Because she always got everybody else's kids and her own. But you just watch God. You just watch God. Our reasoning don't mean nothing. Our thoughts don't mean nothing. We gotta think on things that are lovely and have a good report. We gotta think on things that is gonna cause us to get into a place of believing that thing. All them regrets. Stop looking behind you. Stop holding on to that stuff behind. Oh, I should have never had a baby by him. No. Because if it wasn't, it was already predestined and preordained. He knew I was going to have babies out of wedlock. He knew I was. I don't know about nobody else. Because he predestined my life. I'm not going to regret it. How many times I said, oh man, I should have just waited till I got here. If I had her, I wouldn't have no kids now. And you know what? 57, babe. Come on, somebody. No regrets. None of that. Jesus. God is a reconstructor of the womb, baby. How in the world you gonna have a baby when they took one of your tubes and one of your ovaries, and then they I had a cyst on the other, and they told me that I was infertile, I was barren, I couldn't have no more kids. Now he took her, that we got two tubes and two ovaries, right? They took one ovary and one tube, and because I had a cyst on the other one, they said the cyst was so big until it hardened my tube and my ovary, where I could not ever conceive a kid. Did I say I had four? Baby, I believe the report of the Lord. I don't care what nobody said. Baby, just what you took, he reconstructed. It don't matter. I don't care what nobody say. Let's say, do it for me, Lord.
Do it for me.
teacher in no area of my life. Father God, touch each and every individual in this sanctuary, God, and continue to encourage your people. Continue to let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you got an expected end for them. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing can stop what you have already predestined and preordained. Help your people to even encourage themselves, even in the midst of it all. Never be the same. I ain't gonna think the same no more. I'm only that. Everything is changing. Everything is changing. Everything is changing. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. You got to. You can't stay mad forever. You can't. You let go of the world.
Come on, lift it.
You
sing it. I'll never be the same.
And watch like this.
Jesus. My God.
scripture for y'all. What did he say? We're going to reach for those things before us. We got enough faith to reach the unreachable. I got enough faith to believe that he's going to take that broken heart away. He's going to move it. The sadness, the brokenness, the loneliness, the fears, and even the tears. I believe God. Oh God, touch each and every individual in this sanctuary. God, cover your people and comfort your people, even in spite of it all. Comfort your people, God. Lift that thing up off of them that's so heavy. Remove that doubt and that despair. That faith, y'all. All you got to do is just believe. Just believe. We believe you, God. Just know that God is.
God is.
He's able, y'all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus. Come on, you guys. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. You may be seated if you want to. When I sit up here and tell you, I want y'all to think on this right here. Something good, something God. Please. Something good, something God. Anything else is irrelevant. You're not going to hold on to it. You're not going to keep it. You're not going to dwell on it. You're not. Something good. Something God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know something good is about to happen. I know it's going to be something God. I can see it coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. I hope that it was something said on today that will keep you encouraged, that you can continue to chew on. Don't y'all forget the word that the Lord give us, because it is for us. It is for us. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. If you need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. She's going to get you guys some water, because I know y'all about thirsty, because I sure am. Jesus. I love you guys to bits and to pieces. Just know that y'all are conquerors. Thank you, Jesus. So folk gave me their tithes and their offering during the week. Make sure I get that. So, I know y'all ain't seen my grandson. I'm so proud of him. He working now. And so, he told me, he said, Gamma, I can't believe that they got me coming to work at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. I said, boy, if I believe it, you get up and go to school, you can go to work. Tired. You ain't tired. How you gonna be 16 years old talking about you tired? You tired. What is you tired of? I love you guys so much. And God loves you too. This Friday, you guys, we got breakthrough service. Tell somebody and invite somebody. You know, we always need a new, fresh dip, something. Tuesday teaching is on Tuesday at 7. Prayer starts at 6. Again, know that I love you, and so do Jesus. Please stay encouraged, you guys. Don't let no past pain be a strain on your future. Because you are more than a conqueror. That's what he told me to play this song. You are a conqueror. Thank you, Jesus. They should give y'all something to drink. I'm sick of drinking. I got some. Well, let me drink some, because my throat dry in the sand, people.